It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Monsters, ghosts and ghouls, and clowns. Why are we so afraid of them? Oh my God. Me personally, I'm okay with it. In fact, it was 2 years ago. Thank you, COVID-19. 2 years ago, I was a clown for Halloween. And Halloween is right around the corner. People are getting spooked in haunted houses and going out trick-or-treating and looking for their scariest Halloween parties and costumes. But for some people, though, there's one costume that may be more unnerving than the rest, and that's clowns. But why are people afraid of the clowns? You know, how did the modern-day jester become a scary Halloween costume and movie icon? Having a clinical phobia of clowns is rare, but it does exist as well. For most people, a fear of clowns is probably a combination of human psychology, missed signals, and pop culture. Personally, I blame Pennywise. 100% blame Pennywise.
Why don't you come down in the sewer, Ralphie?
I mean, what's that to be afraid of? Coldrophobia. If you know someone who experienced extreme fear and panic, you know what a phobia is. A phobia is a type of anxiety disorder that fixates on irrational fear or an object that's not actually harmful in any way. Phobias can cause panic attacks, sweating, and nausea. There are many types of phobias. And of course, we're going to talk about coulrophobia, or literally a fear of someone who walks on stilts, is the unofficial word for the irrational fear of clowns. This term arose sometime around 1980, but is not yet an officially recognized phobia by the World Health Organization. Well, I think it frickin' should be. While being afraid of clowns is becoming increasingly common, having so-called coulrophobia is rare. People with coulrophobia may experience nausea, sweating, and difficulty breathing when they see a clown. They may go to huge lengths to avoid being anywhere near them. For anyone whose life is seriously affected by coulrophobia or any other type of phobia, it's best to get, you know, mental health provider on the case here. Now, back in 1919, Sigmund Freud popularized the uncanny as a reason for fear. Freud described uncanny as something that is both familiar and unfamiliar at the same time. An example is a very lifelike robot. It may be able to do things like smile, blink, look like a person, and talk, but you're able to see subtle differences in their eyes, movements, and speech that can create a sense of uneasiness. This phenomenon explains why some people are creeped out by dolls, zombies, and many other nearly human things. They look like us, but they're not quite us, and it's kind of unsettling. Oh, God. My wife is a freaky person because, you know, a couple episodes ago I talked about her, and now I got to talk about her again because she makes these dolls, these lifelike dolls, and oh my God, Halloween is every day in my bedroom. And I don't mean her getting freaky. There's like freaking doll eyes looking at me, man. It's creepy. Because clowns distort their features for effect, it can make them uncanny. Clothes, shoes, and hair are familiar to everyone, but once someone wears strange clothing, a red nose, exaggerated makeup, oversized shoes, and with a strangely styled fluorescent hair, you may start to fixate on these differences and become, well, uncomfortable. If someone smiles, they're happy. If they frown, they're sad. These signals are easy to pick up, enough so that babies can even understand them, but that's not the case with frickin' clowns. Since they paint on their smiles and frowns, you can't read their emotions. If a clown has a painted on smile but isn't acting or sounding happy, your brain gets mixed signals and gets creeped out. This interrupts the pattern your brain is used to, making you very uneasy.
So, Georgie, do you want your boat?
May make your hair stand on end if you saw that movie. But It is a great example, and I mentioned earlier, in the first few minutes of the movie, Pennywise lures Georgie near the sewer drain by being kind until Georgie gets a little too close. Movies like It and Killer Clowns from Outer Space have created a mysterious, threatening aura around clowns. Pair that with criminals like John Wayne Gacy and the Clown Scare of 2016, the image of clowns in pop culture starts to become more threatening than funny. Not everyone's fear of clowns can be linked to It or John Gacy, though. It's likely the personal experience, like a bad experience with a clown at a birthday party when they were younger, combines with pop culture depictions to cause the irrational fear. In the end, clowns are intended to be fun. But if you know someone has a fear of clowns, it's best not to provoke them, especially young children. And you might want to steer clear of that sewer grade anyway, because, well, clowns are just creepy, okay? I'm not even freaked out by clowns at all, but I know people who are deathly afraid. And One of my earliest memories was a clown at, it was a parade in Mount Pearl. I think it might have been a Christmas parade. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was Christmas. And there was a clown and he was coming down the road and he was dancing around like that. And I could just see all the kids running in the opposite direction. And the one thing I really, really remember is this one kid who just was absolutely, I could tell this was like a deep-rooted fear of clowns. And he was screaming. He was screaming his head off. I've never heard a child scream like that, like ever. And he was absolutely terrified, clinging on to his mom, saying things like, "No, no, no, I don't want to celebrate Christmas anymore. No, 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 the clown is going to get me." And who can forget one of my favorite Simpsons quotes? "Can't sleep, kind of eat me." Anyway, guys. I don't want you to be a clown. Make sure you subscribe to the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast, and I hope you're enjoying 31 days of Halloween. Trick or treat, and I'll see you tomorrow.